Ambassador, thank you very much for setting up this lunch. Laura and I and Condi are thrilled to be with some of our most noble citizens. These are folks who have left the comfort of America to join the Peace Corps to serve humanity. And we're really looking forward to hearing your stories and hearing what life is like. And one of the things I tell our country all the time is our great strength lies in the hearts and souls of our citizens. And I don't think there's any more giving people than the Peace Corps volunteers. And so, Robert, thank you very much for joining us and bringing along some of the our fellow citizens who are making a huge difference in people's lives. I'd like to share a few remarks.
Thank you, Mr. President. Greetings, Mr. President, Mrs. Bush, Madam Secretary, Madam Ambassador. Thank you for spending time with us this afternoon. It is both an honor and a privilege for all of Peace Corps, but particularly Peace Corps Ghana. I would like to give you a brief overview of Peace Corps Ghana, and then I'll have the volunteers introduce themselves. Peace Corps officially kicked off here in Ghana when the first group of teachers arrived on the tarmac in 1961, and we have been serving in Ghana continuously ever since. We currently have 133 volunteers serving in four programs: education, small enterprise development, environment, and health, which includes HIV prevention and guinea worm eradication. Approximately 40% of our volunteers in Ghana are teachers. They are teaching math, physics, chemistry, visual arts, and six of the visual arts teachers are teaching in schools for the deaf. I won't go into great detail on the programs. I'll let the volunteers share their experiences over lunch. I would, however, say that I am truly amazed day in and day out by the good work the volunteers are doing, living and working side by side in villages in all 10 regions of Ghana. I'm not exaggerating when I say that the Peace Corps volunteers make our world a little smaller, sharing cultures and experiences, promoting peace and understanding. Peace Corps volunteers are able to connect with people in a way that others cannot. Many other organizations are doing good and very important work on a number of different levels. However, Peace Corps volunteers live and experience triumphs and challenges that are part of everyday life in villages across the world. They create an opening for important conversations to take place, and through this dialogue, when people make a connection, person to person, human to human, the world becomes a smaller and safer place for all of us. Let's go around the room and have our grassroots ambassadors introduce themselves, starting with Melinda Palmer, who was recognized with the National Best Teacher of the Year Award in 2007. Melinda?
President Bush, Mrs. Bush, Madam Secretary, and Madam Ambassador. On behalf of my fellow Peace Corps volunteers, we are very privileged and happy that you're here. My name is Melinda Palma, and I am a United States Peace Corps volunteer in Woulougou in the northern region of Ghana. I'm a science teacher, and I enjoy my work very much, especially working with the children.
That's great. Thanks.
All right.
All right.